Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the High Plains to the Hill Country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip. Back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I am your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around this great state of Texas. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you all out there. I hope you have a fantastic wine tasting weekend. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning in to this week's episode. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events and tastings and industry news from around this great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy this content. And if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into the Texas Wine Scene News. There's a new winery that's opened recently in Pittsburgh, Texas. Un Sueño Vineyard, meaning the dream in Spanish, is a project by Mexican winemaker Arnolfo Perez, who previously was the winemaker for Los Pinos Ranch Vineyards, also located in Pittsburgh, Texas. Not only was Perez the first employee hired by Los Pinos, but he also became the first Mexican winemaker in Texas in 2005, according to the article by Ron Martin of the Texas Wine Lover. So if you're in the North Texas wine region, put Un Sueño on your wine tasting radar. In a recent press release out of Johnson City, Texas, it was announced that Carter Creek Winery will be featured in the renowned longtime travel host Peter Greensburg's upcoming PBS television special, Hidden Gems of the Texas Hill Country. The episode explores the rich history, natural beauty, and the pioneering spirit of the region, as well as highlighting the legacy of wine industry trailblazer Doc McPherson, the father of Carter Creek's master winemaker, John McPherson. The program takes viewers beyond the glass to showcase the Texas Hill Country's limestone caves, the first whiskey distillery in Texas, and the story of High Texas. To celebrate the premiere, Carter Creek will host a special screening event on Thursday, July 10th at 6:30 p.m., inviting guests to experience the segment and take part in a Q&A session, which features partners from the show. Carter Creek Winery Resort and Spa is a luxury retreat in the heart of the Texas Hill Country in Johnson City, Texas. Carter Creek is set amidst rolling hills and vineyards and features 78 luxury villas, two tasting rooms, an outdoor pavilion hosting live music, an old 290 brewery, and a restaurant. In a recent article by Jeff Cope of the Texas Wine Lover website and app, he writes about another new winery that has recently opened in Johnson City called Charleston Taylor Estate. Named after their two children, Charleston and Taylor, owners Jared and Whitney Broach opened Charleston Estate Winery on May 3rd. Jared explained how the winery will be producing primarily sparkling wines and reds, which will all be 100% Texas wines. Jared said that there are plans to build a brewery and a restaurant on the 30-acre property that will have curated pairing experiences as well as a blendication experience that will allow guests to taste base wines and then determine the percentage of them to use in making their own custom blend. Here is Jenna King of Good Day Austin with the owners of Charleston Estate as they explain their unique wine tasting experience.
A family-owned winery and brewery in the Texas Hill Country, they just opened their doors, the Charleston Taylor Estate. It's going to bring together with food, wine, craft beer, and hospitality all under one roof. Fox 7 Austin's Jenna King, she has more from Johnson City.
For those who missed it, you know, you guys just opened up out here. Tell us a little bit about you guys, who you are. Obviously, you know, family-run business.
Yeah, we are family first. Our winery is actually named after our kids, Charleston and Taylor. Easy to remember, easy to spell. And so we just are all about the experiences here. And so we're here to teach you a little bit more about that.
Awesome. Yes. And so much more than just wine. We've got a really cool setup here. From my understanding, you guys offer, you know, a blending process. You can do a better job explaining it, Jared, than I can, but kind of walk us through this setup. It's fascinating to see kind of behind the scenes how it all works.
Yeah. Thanks, Jared. So we do wine blending all the time. We built our winery to be wine blending, which is different than most wineries. And we found it fun to blend with friends and different work colleagues. So what we do is let people come in as a group, or we'll go to them. We can go do corporate groups on site, and we can label bottles just for them and stuff like that. What we do is you get to craft your own blend. You're competing with your friends to craft the best blend. When we get together, what we have is our 100% bases. These are 100% varietals, and most wine you buy at a store is typically a blend anyway. So one thing I like to do is, Jenna, you have Sangiovese, you have Cab, and you have Malbec. Give me some numbers.
A lot of options.
Yep. And let's see what kind of blend you can actually make.
Okay, this is a lot of pressure, but let's see. Let's do maybe 4-4-2.
Okay.
Does that work? Oh,
yep.
There you go. He's kicking it up.
So what we do is we have these precise measures that allow us to pour milliliters. And so that we know when we bottle your blend at the end of the time, we know exactly what to put in there. Smell it. And let's see.
Pretty good if I say so myself. Yeah, tell us how I did it.
Jenna, I think this might be our blend of the week. I'll tell you what I'm going to do is anybody that comes in, I'll put it on the menu if they order the Jenna or the King blend.
I love that. What do you think? Jenna, King blend?
King blend. Has a nice ring to it.
I love it. That is so much fun and just one of the many, many, you know, experiences, like you said, that you guys offer here. This is awesome. Tell us about how people can learn more about you guys if they want to, you know, schedule one of these. How can they do that?
So you can go to charlestontaylor.com. You can also go on our Instagram at Charleston Taylor Estate or TikTok at Charleston Taylor. You know, we love to do this for like bachelorette or corporate events, like in Austin, we'll go to them. But also, like if they have a private chef coming in to cook for them, we can pair our wines and create blends to go with like their cooking. So it's really kind of an incredible experience.
That's a lot of fun. I say we only end with the cheers to the Jenna blend. Thank you guys. Come on out and try it.
Cheers.
So put Charleston Taylor Estate on your weekend wine tasting radar for a new and exciting wine tasting experience. In a recent press release in the Wine Industry Network Advisor, it was announced that Texas A&M's Dr. Justin Shiner will receive the ASEB Extension Distinction Award at the 2025 National Conference to be held on June 16th through the 19th in Monterey, California. ASEB, or American Society of Enology and Viticulture, is an international community of wine and grape professionals that promotes industry vitality through the exchange of information, support of research, and education. Dr. Shiner leads statewide education and technical support programs for the Texas grape and wine industry through Texas A&M's AgriLife Extension Service. The article mentions how Dr. Shiner's programs have supported hundreds of vineyard owners and winemakers across Texas through a mix of hands-on trainings, research-based workshops, and tailored consultation. ASEB's Interim Board President Michelle Moyer spoke about Dr. Shiner, saying, "Dr. Shiner exemplifies what effective extension looks like, scientifically grounded, industry responsive, and committed to practical results." She goes on to say, "His work has had a measurable, lasting impact across one of the country's most dynamic and fast-growing wine regions." Congratulations to Dr. Justin Shiner on his well-deserved award and recognition. And finally, in a recent Facebook post, Hidden Hanger Winery in Denison, Texas, announced that they will be closing their doors at the end of July. The post read, "Last year, we announced the removal of our legacy vineyard and described our future expansion and modernization plan. A plan which included a regenerative agricultural program to improve sustainability, to optimize soil quality, and to reduce overall environmental impact. However, extensive lead times from our suppliers, the current volatility of the wine industry, restrictive local regulations, and the significant increase in active winery permits within this state have led us to conclude that our estate winery model will not be successful in the current industry climate. Our family, the Hidden Hanger family, set out to make award-winning Texas estate wines and to promote, expand, and improve the Texas wine industry. We feel we have achieved these goals and are proud of our accomplishments, our contributions to the wine industry, and of our award-winning wines. This is the end of another chapter, not the end of our story. Hidden Hanger will continue to develop our regenerative agricultural program, expand our livestock operations, and foster sustainable farming practices. We will continue to actively support the Texas wine industry by providing information, sharing our expertise, and providing guidance wherever possible. We want to thank all of you for making Hidden Hanger a success and bringing our dreams to life. It is our belief that in the wine industry, you don't serve customers. Instead, you make new friends. See you down the road. Cheers, y'all." And that's your Texas Wine Scene News. Before we get into the events for the weekend, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 101 degrees with low temperatures of 71 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 95 degrees with low temperatures of 75 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 93 degrees with low temperatures of 68 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 94 degrees with low temperatures of 72 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 93 degrees with low temperatures of 77 degrees. The 28th Annual Rockport Festival of Wine and Food is happening this weekend on Saturday, May 24th from 1 to 11 p.m. This wine tasting event that benefits the Texas Maritime Museum has become one of the premier festivals in Texas. It's a gourmet festival set in the beautiful Texas coastal bend and features the best of Texas wine, beer, and cuisine. With live music by multi-platinum country music artist Neil McCoy and a variety of unique vendors, it will be an unforgettable experience you don't want to miss. For more information about this event, visit their website at rockportwinefest.com. Head on out to Burney, Texas, just outside of San Antonio, for the Hill Country Art and Wine Festival on Friday and Saturday, May 23rd and 24th, from 4 to 8 p.m. on Friday and 10 to 5 p.m. on Saturday. You will start the evening with a Meet the Artist preview party with Texas wineries, followed by wine tastings, light hors d'oeuvres, live music, and an art auction. For more information about this event, visit their website at BernieArtWaddle.com. Rosé anyone? Well, if you are a rosé wine fan like me, then I have an event just for you. Join Adega Vino in Stonewall, Texas for their third annual Rosé Fest on Saturday, May 24th from 12 to 4 p.m. This event will feature an afternoon of delicious dry rosé wines, summer-inspired food, and live music by the Mike Kasberg Trio. This year, Adega Vino will be spicing things up and will welcome two other well-known local Texas winemakers to share their rosé wines, including rosé from Benedict Rhine of Rhine Wines and Adrian Ballou of Lightsome Wines. For more information about this event, visit their website at adegavino.com. While still in Stonewall, Texas, hop on over to Mearstone Vineyards for their crawfish and shrimp boil on Saturday, May 24th from 12 to 4 p.m. CC's Cook Shack and the Cajun Way are coming together to serve up 3-pound platters of crawfish and shrimp, all with the fixings including potatoes and corn. For more information about this delicious event, visit their website at mearstonevineyards.com. The third annual Vineyard Canine Classic Dog Show event at High Meadow Winery in High, Texas is happening this weekend on Sunday, May 25th at 1 p.m. This fun and family-friendly event invites dog lovers of all kinds to celebrate with their furry little friends in an open and beautiful winery setting. Enter your dog in this classic dog show event and showcase your pet in a range of categories. This dog show event will be full of lively competition and good vibes. So come on out and enjoy a relaxing day at High Meadow Winery with plenty of excitement, great company, and of course, adorable dogs. For more information about this event, visit their website at highmeadow.com. The Pearland Wine Festival is also happening this weekend at the Pearland Town Center in Pearland, Texas on Saturday, May 24th from 4 to 9 p.m. This highly anticipated event will showcase an exquisite selection of wines from top-tier wine brands alongside local vendors offering unique goods, artisanal treats, and gourmet pairings. Indulge in a day filled with live music, engaging activities, and of course, endless opportunities to sip and savor your favorite varietals. Whether you're a seasoned wine connoisseur or just beginning your tasting journey, there's something for everyone to enjoy. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit Pearland Wine Fest at Eventbrite.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Dry Comal Creek Vineyards in New Braunfels gets the music lineup started for the weekend with John Parmentier on stage Sunday, May 25th from 2 to 5 p.m. Fall Creek Vineyards in Driftwood, Texas will have Anthony Bassini on stage Friday, May 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. and Sunday, May 25th from 3 to 5 p.m. Blue Ostrich Winery and Vineyard in St. Joe, Texas will let Brian Riley jam out on Saturday, May 24th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m., followed by Bryson Lawrence on stage Sunday, May 25th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. as well. Arch Rave Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Jeff Wood on stage Friday, May 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by Hunter Billingsley on stage Saturday, May 24th from 4 to 7 p.m. Bell Springs Winery in Dripping Springs will have Megan Tubb on stage Saturday, May 24th from 3 to 6 p.m. Barron's Creek Vineyard in Fredericksburg, Texas, will have Duo Vino on stage Saturday, May 24th from 12 to 3 p.m. Pedernales Cellars in Stonewall, Texas, will let Jake Martin rock the house on Saturday, May 24th from 1 to 5 p.m. Tornalox Winery in Burnett, Texas, will let Spicy Loops heat things up on Saturday, May 24th from 2 to 5 p.m. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas, will have Jerry Bogan on stage Saturday, May 24th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas, will have Ryan Pinnock on stage Saturday, May 24th from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Corey Quinn on stage Sunday, May 25th from 2 to 5 p.m. Fiesta Winery at Arch Ray in Fredericksburg, Texas, will have Julian Escobedo on stage Saturday, May 24th from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls will have Kyle Mathis on stage Saturday, May 24th from 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Dennis Dietz on stage Sunday, May 25th from 1 to 5 p.m. Hilmi Cellars in Fredericksburg, Texas will let Jimmy Regiere jam out on Saturday, May 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards has an outstanding music lineup for the weekend, starting with Surrender Hill on stage Friday, May 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m., followed by Bobby Duncan on stage Saturday, May 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. as well. Shani will close out the set on Sunday, May 25th from 2 to 4 p.m. William Chris Vineyards in High, Texas also has a great music lineup going on this weekend with Anthony Wright on stage Friday, May 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m., followed by the Sheila Marshall Duo on stage Saturday, May 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. Surrender Hill will take the stage on Sunday, May 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. as well. Lone Star Winery in McKinney, Texas will have Kim Placco and Jason Jones on stage performing some gypsy jazz on Saturday, May 24th from 2 to 5 p.m. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas will have The Traveler on stage performing a Chris Stapleton tribute on Saturday, May 24th at 7 p.m., followed by Reputation performing a Taylor Swift tribute on Sunday, May 25th at 6 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards, also in Plantersville, Texas, will have Barracuda on stage Friday, May 23rd from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., followed by Escape on Saturday, May 24th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. as well. The Spicolis will take the stage on Sunday, May 25th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And Longhorn Cellars in Fredericksburg, Texas, will close out the music lineup for the weekend with Manny Vasquez on stage Saturday, May 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Well, that will do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas wine scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, and winemaker profiles. And if you are a business who wants to advertise on the website and app or looking to upgrade your listing, then use promo code TEXASWINESCENE and receive 10% off your first payment. This way, your business or your winery will be listed amongst the very best that Texas has to offer. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. And please, leave me a rating and a review and share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends.